Everybody has a sheet. Does anyone still need a sheet? Packet? Yeah? Okay, tell me when?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll both say Erev Yom Kippur. One of the very most prominent aspects of Erev Yom Kippur is, of course, the Tfilas Mincha, where we say Vidui in the Shmoneh Esrei, which is something that we do throughout Yom Kippur. And what I would like to do together is learn a sugya. It's a sugya at the end of Masechet Yuma, and to understand exactly where this comes from, what it's about. After all, it's not Yom Kippur yet. Erev Yom Kippur is of course a special day, but like, why are we doing the formal Vidui of Shmoneh Esrei within the Shmoneh Esrei that precedes Yom Kippur? Okay, so just to get oriented with you together, the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, I guess, and then the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tafresh Zayin, follow with me in the sheets. The tour writes, "V'tzarach l'sbados b'mincha kodem suda mafsekes." Before we have the suda mafsekes, we should say vidui. V'heichan omra. Where does one say vidui? Yachid omra, achat filaso, achat shigamar, kodem sh'aka raglav. So the individual should do it after he finishes his Shmoneh Esrei, before he's oker raglav, before he steps back. Of course, that's when we say our vidui. Continues the tour of shatz, omra b'yom ha-kippurim b'toch ha-tfila. Shliach Tzibur says vidui on Yom Kippur during the Shmoneh Esrei, during the Chazaras HaShatz. And this is echoed by the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, "Tzarach l'svados b'mincha kodem suda mafsekes," says the Ramah. The Yachid omro achas shigama tfiloso. The Yachid says it at the end of his davening, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, v'shatz omro b'yom ha-kippurim b'toch ha-tfila. Now, even before we continue, something that we should take note of. Why are we mixing the vidui of the shatz during Yom Kippur with our discussion of the vidui of the Yachid by Mincha before Yom Kippur? I mean, seemingly, we're talking now about Erev Yom Kippur and Mincha, and Erev Yom Kippur and Mincha, as the Torah writes also, and we'll get to eventually, the Shatz doesn't mention vidui in his Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, so when we get to Yom Kippur itself, then we can talk about the Yachid versus the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur says it in the middle of the Tefillah. We're holding now Erev Yom Kippur. So there's already perhaps an indication that there's a relationship between the vidui of Yom Kippur and the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, of Mincha. And so even though the Shatz isn't doing it, but we're talking about the idea of a vidui within Shmoneh Esrei of the Yachid, so we can already bring in the Shliach Tzibur's vidui with his Shmoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur. And it's a different place in Shmoneh Esrei. The Yachid is at the end, and the Shliach Tzibur is within the Tefillah itself. But that has to be explained. Now, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then we'll backtrack. So, it says that we do it by Mincha before Suda Mafsekes. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Why before Suda Mafsekes? Shema Yera Lo Dvar Kalkala B'Suda. In other words, we're afraid that something bad will happen during the Suda, namely, two possibilities. Sheyichanek, either he'll chas v'shalom choke, or something will happen and his mind will go awry, he'll get drunk, Rashi says in the Gemara, we'll get to. Something will happen, he won't be able to have focus. In other words, yichanek, meaning he'll become either chas v'shalom pass away, or he'll be in no state to say vidui. Titarif daito, again, he'll have no presence of mind to say vidui. And that's why we wanted to say the vidui before the suda. Because the suda could throw things off. Now, of course, we have to understand where this is coming from, but these are the basic ideas. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh poskim shesovim shetzaruch lisvados gam achar achila kodim chashecha, v'roi lahachmir kideyazu. So there are those who hold, and again, we're going to have to track all of this, but just to see the bottom line, and then we'll go backwards. Those poskim who hold that one should do vidui again after the meal. After the meal. before Yom Kippur, before Chashecha. And we should, it's a good thing to be machmir, says the Shla. And v'chein nagu bizmaneinu she'omim mas tefila zaka. There's a tefila that we know from the Chai Adam that is printed in Machzorim called tefila zaka. Tefila zaka accomplishes this shita of the poskim who say that you should say vidui again before Yom Kippur begins, after the Suda. Okay, so of course what we have to figure out is what's going on here, this inyan of vidui before the Suda, because of the concern of what could happen during the Suda, and then this possibility of doing vidui again before Yom Kippur, exactly what's behind all this, and what are the makoros. Okay, so that's what we're going to try to do together. Let's start with the Braisa, and the very end of Masechta Yuma, source 4 on your sheets. The Gemara quotes the following Braisa. We have to be very attentive to the language, because we're going to notice shinuyim in the language from the way that it appears in our Gemara, from the way it's quoted in the Rif, from the way it's quoted in the Tosefta. So really, focus well. Okay? Says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbana, Mitzvas Vidui, Erev Yom HaKippurim, Im Chashecha. I want to pause for a second, okay? Even before we continue on. The mitzvah, just to see what has to be elucidated. Mitzvah vidui erev Yom Kippurim. There's a mitzvah of vidui. You have to know what does that mean. There's a mitzvah vidui. It comes from somewhere. The mitzvah vidui of erev Yom Kippur. When is it? It's supposed to be im chashecha. Do we know what that means? A bit ambiguous. Im chashecha. What does im chashecha mean? Okay. Now we continue. Avo amru chachamim yisvade kodem sheyochal v'yishte. But the chachamim said you should do vidui before you eat. Who are these chachamim? These chachamim, meaning specific shitas, are these the takanas chachamim, like it would sound like perhaps, amru chachamim, that you should say vidui before. Why? Shema titaref daito besuda. Shema titarev daito. Now we know already one of the points Mr. Bura made, that we're afraid of titarev daito besuda. Something will go wrong and his mind will not be able to focus later as a result of this. So therefore, that's why they wanted you to do the vidui before the suda. Now, again, let's think about this. It starts by saying the mitzvah is to do it im chashecha. Now we didn't know what im chashecha meant. But if Im Chashecha means after dark, meaning on Yom Kippur, so now what we're saying is, but because we're afraid that you might not be able to do that vidui Im Chashecha because of what's going to happen in the Suda, so you do it before the Suda. No, I don't understand. If the mitzvah is Im Chashecha, so what have you accomplished? You said do vidui before the Suda, but that's not Im Chashecha. So like, what's going on here? What are we gaining? What's the pshat? What's going on here? If there's some mitzvah vidui that has to do with im chashecha, so then what are you accomplishing by doing it before the suda, im chashecha? Of course, if im chashecha means before dark, as we'll soon see possibly, so then there's what to talk about. Okay, let's go further. The Braisa continues. The afal pish is vada kodem she'achal v'shasa. Even though you did your vidui before your suda, before you ate and you drank, nevertheless, misvada la'achar she'yochal v'yishta. You are to do vidui again after the meal. What does that mean after the meal? Again, let's figure out what that could mean. And the reason is given in the Braisa, shema ira dvar kalkola b'suda. Because something bad could have happened during the meal, which therefore requires you to say vidui again after the meal. Okay, so what are our possibilities here? When it says, even though you said vidui before the suda, you should be mitzvada after the suda. So either that after the suda is synonymous with the expression that was used earlier in the Braisa, which is what? Im chashecha. It was supposed to be im chashecha. But they're afraid that you're not going to be able to get to that vidui im chashecha because of the suda throwing you off. So they said to do vidui before the suda. But now, even though you you did the vidui before the suda, you still go back and do vidui, achai shachav v'shasa, meaning imchashecha. But we still don't know what imchashecha means. Now, possibly a clue into what this means, achai shachav v'yishte, leave imchashecha out, but achai shachav v'yishte, continues the b'risa of the afopish esvada arvis, esvada shachris. Even though you're doing vidui at night by Ma'ariv, you do it again shachris. Shachris yisvada musaf. Musaf yisvada mincha. Mincha yisvada ne'ila. So now, the b'risa picks up from having said that you do another vidui after you eat your meal, and then says, even though you misvada arvis, yisvada shachris. So seemingly, there's a leap here, or there's not a leap. In other words, by saying you misvada after the meal, and then it says, even though you misvada arvis, you misvada shachris. So, seemingly, what does it mean when it says misvada achas shiocha v'yishta? So, chayra, that would have to be synonymous with what? With arvis. Because otherwise, you're missing a step. It should say, you misvada then, and then you misvada again arvis. So that would sound like the b'risa would be saying that even though you did your vidui before the suda, you still misvada after the meal, namely at arvis. But now we have a question. And why does the b'risa say they do that? L'achashocha v'yishte? Because shema ira dvar kalkala b'suda. Because maybe something, you did something wrong in the suda. Presumably that would mean something wrong that requires a tikkun in the form of vidui. So it comes out the only reason that you mechuyev to do vidui on Leil Yom Kippur after you did your vidui before the suda is because you might have to be metakin something more that happened during the suda. You did something inappropriate during the suda, you spoke Lashon Hara, whatever it is, you didn't bench properly. So that's the reason why you have to misvada Leil Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. So seemingly you have to misvada Yom Kippur because it's Yom Kippur. And the b'risa is saying you have to do again L'achashocha v'yishta, which we're suggesting means arvis. Why, says the b'risa? Because maybe something went wrong and you have to fix that issue of chait that occurred during the suda. So why is it only because of that? You have to misvada Yom Kippur because that's the chil of vidui of Yom Kippur. Now, we also didn't know what it meant when it said imchashecha, right? And what happened to that? Is that the same thing as Ma'ariv, or is it not? If you tell me that la'achash yochal v'yishta is not the same thing as imchashecha, then what happened to imchashecha? Unless that meant Ma'ariv. Again, a lot of things here are ambiguous. I want you to notice the ambiguities here. Okay? It's going to become more ambiguous as we go along, but we'll see the shinuyim between the language of the Brisa and the Gemara, the language of the Rif and the language of the Tosefta. There are a lot of things that are different depending on, you know, what version of the Brisa you're looking at. Okay, but this is what we're so far struggling with. Finally, when the Brisa goes on and says, and even though you misvada the Arvis, you do again Shachris, again Musaf, again Mincha, again Ne'ila, does the Brisa give in the Gemara give any reason for that? Doesn't say. There are two things that the Brisa supports with a reason that we have in our Gemara. One is that why do you have to misvada before the meal if the Ikar Halacha was imchashecha? Because of Titarif Daito. So that explains the vidui of before the Suda. And then why do you have to do misvada after the meal, whatever that means? Because maybe Yerad Bar Kalkala B'Suda. That's about all that the Brisa gives to explain why you do a vidui. When the b'risa continues, and even though you misvada arvis, you do shachris, and even though you do shachris, you do musaf, and so on and so forth, till ne'ila, the b'risa doesn't give you any reason. So we have to ask ourselves, why do you repeat vidui after ma'ariv, again at shachris, again in musaf, again in mincha, again ne'ila? Is it also because, who knows, ira dvar kakola, between the last vidui and the next tefila? The same way the b'risa says that it could have been ira dvar kakola besuda, so you have to do another vidui after the meal. So could be after Arvis, between Arvis and Shachris, something went awry in terms of chet that needs fixing. So you need to do a vidui, and that's the pshat. Or maybe fundamentally, no, every tefillah of Yom Kippur requires what? A separate vidui. That doesn't need to explain because of Bar Kalkala. Only, but then for some reason, you would need the reason of Bar Kalkala to justify the vidui of Achash Yochavish, whatever that will mean, either Arvis or not Arvis. because that would only be based on the chashash that maybe you need something to fix that happened wrong by the Suda. But as far as the tefillos themselves, that's self-understood. That's also very unclear. Okay, so everyone hear what we're struggling with. Okay, so how does Rashi shed light on some of this? Zakt Rashi. First of all, the meaning of the first phrase of the Braisa. Mitzvahs vidui imcha sheicha. Er yom kippur imcha sheicha, zakt Rashi. That means, la'achar achila, that's for sure. Rashi continues, Misha kibel alav yom ha-kippurim. So for Rashi, it's clear that what the Braisa began with is a vidui after the chalos kedushas hayom took effect. Misha kibel alav yom ha-kippurim. Now, that means that Yom Kippur has entered. It's not before Yom Kippur comes in, but after. Yom Kabo Kiddushas Hayom, maybe it's Tosefes, maybe it's within the Tosefes, which is a Chiv of Tosefes, but it's already Chal Kiddushas Yom HaKippurim. Does Rashi mean Ma'ariv? Not clear. Tfilas Arvis. Or Sepet Ma'ariv. That's not clear in Rashi. Obviously, and then Rashi continues. And why do we do it before the Suda? Shemitah Tarev Daito Machmas Shikrus. Rashi teaches, what is the chashash that your mind will lose its focus? You'll get drunk. That's the reason for having to do the vidui before the Suda. And then the reason to have to repeat the vidui after the Suda is Bar Kalkola Shelchet. Those are the two things that the Braisa mentions that need to explain why you have to do the vidui besides for what, you know, that you would have otherwise done. So obviously some of the questions that we had before certainly can be revisited according to Rashi. Namely, if you tell me that when it says you have to do again the vidui after the meal, and if that were to mean Ma'ariv, why does the Braisa have to support that by saying because of a chet that you may have done? If there's a chiv to do vidui in Ma'ariv, then that's the Tfilos Yom Kippur. Then that should explain it by itself. And also the question that we started with when we read the Braisa. And if there's a halacha to do it im chashecha, which for Rashi means after Kedushas Hayom is here. But we're afraid you're not going to be able to do it. Okay, so what have we accomplished? Do the vidui before the meal. No, what is that going to do for you? That's not Yom Kippur yet. You haven't been mekabel Kedushas Hayom. You're eating a meal. So like, manavshach, what's the pshat? There's a mitzvah vidui when you're mekabel Kedushas Hayom, Rashi says. That's the din im chashecha. But because we're afraid that you're not going to end up being able to do it, something will happen in the Suda and you tarif die till you get drunk. So now we say, do before. Nope, what's it going to do for you? What are we gaining with this? Yeah. Okay, so let's see what we can do about this. Let's proceed and see other nuschos in the Braisa. The Rif quotes the Braisa differently than it appears in our Gemara. The Rif, let's notice the shinuyim between the way the Rif is goris and what we had just read now in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, mitzvah svidui av Yom Kippurim imcha sheicha, divrei Rav Meir. Okay, this we didn't see before. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's shita, that the mitzvah svidui is imcha sheicha. The chachamim argue, not chat, amru chachamim, that they had this chash and therefore they changed the format and the timing of the vidui. No. Rav Meir says what he says, do it im chashecha. That's the mitzvah vidui of Yom Kippur, im chashecha, whatever that means. The chachamim omrim, sarach shiyisvade, kodem shiyocha v'yishte, and the reason for the chachamim's shita is, shema yered bat kakao besudasa. So notice with the Rif already, we're resolving some of our questions. According to the Rif, it's not omru chachamim, that chachamim had to alter what the Ikar Halacha is, and we had to struggle. So what are we gaining? I mean, might see you're not doing what you needed to do. No, the Rav Meir said one thing. The Chachamim, not Amru Chachamim. Chachamim Omrim. No, we don't like that. We're talking about a mitzvah vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, and the shaila is what was the takana of mitzvah vidui Erev Yom Kippur? Rav Meir says it was imcha sheicha, which we don't know exactly. Rashi says, and the Gemara means mishkibalav kedushas hayom. You have to see, but the Chacham say no, because l'maisa, you're not going to have the mitzvah speedo of Yom Kippur if you wait for after the Suda, because very possibly it could happen that you're not going to be able to do it. So therefore, this is what we want in the Metakin. We want you to institute that the Vidur should be before the Suda. Good. So that's the beginning in the Rif. And it comes out And what's the pshat of the words bar kalkola? See, when our Gemara mentions, in our Girsa, bar kalkola, it was going on later. Even if you did it before, you do it again because bar kalkola, and Rashi explains what's the point of bar kalkola. Kalkola means shochet. So you may have done a sin after during the Suda, so you have to do another vidui. According to the Rif, the Girsa bar kalkola appears earlier. What for us is Shema Titariv Daito in our Girsa is the equivalent of what the Rif has in his Girsa of Bar Kalkola. So you understand, according to the Rif, Bar Kalkola doesn't mean Shalchet, Bar Kalkola means Titariv Daito. That's the Chor, because they're talking about what could happen during the Suda that you won't be able to do the Vidui. So the Chum say, do the Vidui before the meal, because otherwise something's going to happen, you won't be able to focus on a Vidui later. So that's another thing to notice, that the words Bar Kalkola for the Rif mean what for us is Titariv Daito, and that's why it's mentioned in the beginning. Continues the Braisa now as the Rif is Goreis. And even though you did your Vida before the meal, any reason given for this? In the Rif's Gears for nothing. You have to do Vida again after the meal. We have to know what that means, but now if the Braisa continues, so based on the sense that the Braisa did not give me anything besides achas yochav v'yishta, and then picks up from arvis to shachris, would lend itself to interpret achas yochav v'yishta as arvis. You follow me? Because otherwise it would have said, do it after yishta, and then, even though you did that, do arvis. That's it. Do achas yochav v'yishta after the meal, and then even though you did arvis, do shachris. So that means that seemingly achas yochav v'yishta means arvis. And what was our problem before? If that's what it means, then how come it only says because of the possibility of chait, you have to do it arvis because it's Yom Kippur? According to the Rif, you don't have the problem. Because according to the Rif, it doesn't say anything about why you have to do arvis, why you have to do achas yochav v'yishta because of ira dvar kalkola v'suda. No, the dvar kalkola v'suda is what's mentioned earlier, and it means not chait, it means what for us is Titariv Daito, you follow me? Right? That's the dvar kalkola that we're talking about in the beginning. But then when the Braisa continues and says, and even though you're doing it before the meal, you do it again after the meal, and even if you do arvis, you do shachris, so we think that means doing after the meal at arvis. Doesn't say because of the possibility of having sin. So then it could just simply lend itself to mean, you got to do arvis, you got to do arvis. Is there a chiddush there? I don't know. But Umay said there's no problem in terms of let it be because of the basic reason. It doesn't say any other reason. It just says you have to do it again, arvis. So there are some benefits that we can see in the way the Rif is going as the Braisa. Some of our questions are lifted. Yes? So
do you think that he had backing as to why he put Rebbe Meir there?
Sorry?
Do we really think that he had the Girsa that it said Rebbe Meir?
Yeah, apparently that was the Rif's Girsa. I think that was the Rif's Girsa. That it was Dibri Rav Meir v'chachamim Omim. Yeah, so it's a whole different picture now. Now, let's see another source in the Tosefta, and we'll see if we can be detectives, all of us together, and see how the Tosefta differs from the two versions that we've seen so far, quoted in the Gemara, quoted by the Rif. Take a look. Zok the Tosefta, mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. Starts off the same way. That's the mitzvahs vidui. Avu amru chachamim. So here we're going with which version? Amru chachamim. This is following what we have in our Gemara so far. Amru chachamim misvada adam kodem sheyochal v'yishte shemer titariv daito b'toch achilu shtia. So this is so far what we had in our Gemara. Titariv daito right up front and center, why you have to do the vidui. The chachamim said do the vidui before the meal. Continues the Tosefta. The afalpish is vada kom shiocha v'yishte, even though you did your vida before the suda, tzarech shi is vada l'acha achilu shtia. Shema irat var kalkola besuda. So far that parallels what? That parallels not the Rif, parallels the Girsa of our Gemara. But notice, we didn't know at the time what it means l'acha achilu shtia. And we thought since it goes right away to assume Meiriv, sounds like we already talked about Meiriv, but here in the Tosefta, notice what happens. The Alpha Pish is Vada L'Acha Achilu Shtia, Tzarech Shi is Vada Arvis. Ah, that missing link that we were wondering that didn't appear in the Gemara, it appears in the Tosefta, right? Notice, here already, the Acha Achilu Shtia doesn't seem to be ma'ariv, because it says mefurish after saying that you have to do again vidui after the meal, it says, and even after that, you have to do it by ma'ariv. So now already we're talking about another vidui after the meal, which is not yet the vidui of ma'ariv. That's what emerges in the Tosefta. Now we can begin to get an inkling of what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to have to flesh it out, that there's an inyan to say vidui again, right after the meal, separate from ma'ariv. And this is a Tosefta that we just read. Even though Isfada Lacha Achila Shtia Tzach Shisfada Arvis, and then it continues. And notice, is there any reason given for that? That there's no reason given. The reason that's given is why you have to do a vidui after the meal. Actually, no, it doesn't say that. It says why you have to do the vidui. Yeah, after the meal, because iridvar kalkol b'sud, that works. That's similar to our Gemara. But then it goes on and says, and even if you do achil shtia after the achil shtia, you have to do it again in ma'ariv. So akasha was, if it's going on ma'ariv originally, what do you have to come on to a new reason that you may have done a chet? Ma'ariv is Yom Kippur already. According to the Tosefta, we have a vidui after the meal. We're not yet talking ma'ariv, and that it could be because of the fact that you have to fix a mistake that happened by the meal. And then it says, and now you have to do ma'ariv. V'apish is vada arvis, soch is vada shachris. V'apish is vada shachris, soch is vada b'musaf. V'apish is vada b'musaf, soch is vada b'mincha. V'apish is vada b'mincha, soch is vada b'ne'ila. Now, that's all consistent with what we had in the Gemara's version, in the version of our Gemara, as well as in the Rif. But notice something in the Tosefta again that's different, that stands out. We had a chakir ourselves, we wondered, why do you have to keep doing vidui each tefillah? Is it that's halacha and Yom Kippur, that every tefillah needs a vidui? Midin tefillah, midin vidui? Or is it because of, just like we had earlier, that you have to repeat your vidui after the meal because something could have gone wrong by the meal, so you have to fix the new chet? So that was our shayla, we didn't know. The Tosefta addresses it. The Tosefta says, after going through all the tefillahs, that you have to do vidui again. And again, Shema concludes the Tosefta, Shema Irbog Farka Kola Kola Yom Kula. So notice, according to the Tosefta, Farka Kola means Kakola Shel Chet. And that means that the reason why you have to constantly repeat the vidui for each tefillah is because from one tefillah to the next, there could be something that you need to atone for in terms of a chet, and therefore a new vidui is required based on the chash Kakola of chet. That's what you see. So we have a couple of things that we highlighted in the Tosefta, right? The most important point was that the Tosefta makes clear that Acha Achila Shtia is distinct from Ma'ariv, and then the reason for repeating the vidui for each tefillah seems to also be based on Bar Kalkola Shel Chet. Now we're ready for the Ramban. Okay. So far we saw Shitas Rashi that Im Chashecha means Mishakibul of Yom Kippurim. We also thought the mashmaus of the braisa as quoted in the Gemara is that after doing vidui before the suda, then the next vidui would be a ma'ariv. And achach yoshtia seems to be ma'ariv because then the braisa picks up from ma'ariv and goes on to shachris. That is what the Rabban is going to take head on and disagree with. This is what's going to come out, a unique approach, and the Rabban is going to medayik it from the Lashonos and also explain what it's all about. And this is a very, very important sheet of the Ramban, even though it didn't exactly get quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but it gets quoted by the later poskim, and again, that's what Tfilat Zaka would come in, as the Mishnah Berurah alluded to. Let's see what the Ramban has to say. Zok the Ramban in Yuma, Hadetan Rabbanan, Mitzvahs Er, Vidui Yatim Kippurim Chashecha, Avam Chachamim, Yisfad Dekom Sheyocha, Viyish Teshem Eter Abdaito Besuda, Vapish Yisfad Dekodim Sheyocha, Nisfad Dekacha Sheyocha, Viyish Te, etc. Nira Lefi Dikto Kalashan Azeh. It appears from the looking carefully at the language, she'ein havidui shehu misvad al achar achila b'tfilas arvis. I'll tell you, he says, actually, the lashon of the braisa doesn't seem to be saying that after you did the vidui before the meal, you do it again at ma'ariv. Because what was the language of the braisa? Even though she'esvad kom she'yochal, tzoch she'esvad when la'achar she'yochal b'yish. It doesn't say ma'ariv. No, it's true, it goes right after that and jumps to Ma'ariv, to Shachris. But it never said Ma'ariv. It says, Achad Yochav Yish, doesn't say Ma'ariv. So it sounds like we're talking about a vidui after the meal, not a vidui in Ma'ariv. That's what the language is. La'achash yocha v'yishte. So it's not ma'irah. Midlo katani, from the fact that it didn't say ba'afo pishes v'ad ha'kom sheyocha misvada arvis. Kediktani, like it says the next clause, apishes v'ad arvis. So why are you changing your language? But you start by saying la'achash yocha v'yishte, and then the next sentence, even though misvada arvis. Say arvis right away. Say, even though you did a suit of bidur before the meal, you did your bidur in ma'irah. You do the meal, bidur after the meal. That's one diuk. So it sounds like we're not talking yet by Ma'ariv. The second vidur, in other words, will be after the Suda, but not at night. But Ode, furthermore, says the Rabban, Haketani, the mitzvah's vidur, Erev Yom Kippur, Hu Im Chashecha. How do we start? We said fundamentally, we're not going with the gifts of Rabbein Chacham, we're going to give so that fundamentally, the mitzvah's vidur, Erev Yom Kippur, is quote, Im Chashecha. So the Rabban, what's the taish Im Chashecha? We struggled. What does it mean, Im Chashecha? Rashi said it means Mishakibel Kedushas Hayom. We thought maybe it means that, it means Ma'ariv. No. The Ramban says, you know what Im Chashecha means? Samuch Chashecha before Yom Kippur. This is what he says. Im Chashecha Dahainu. What is Im Chashecha Dahainu? The Achash Yocha V'Yishta. The Iker Mitzvah's Vidui of every Yom Kippur is to Mitzvadeh just before Yom Kippur's entering. After your meal, just before the Yom Kippur is coming in. That's what it means in Chashecha. Ela, shekdim lo chacham lizvados, kodim shayocha. The chachamim said, but we're not going to do it so close up, because after all, you have a suda. And if the suda is going to throw you off, then you're not going to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish with that vidui right before. So we're going to have to move it up a little bit. So it's still, we're trying to get to that vidui right before Yom Kippur, but if we do it right before, it could be that the Suda is going to throw things off. So therefore, Higdimu lo chachamim lizvados kol mishayocha mishim temtar v'daitim b'suda. And on that, the Brisa continues, Ba'alah ka'amar she'af al-pi she'tzvicha lo lahabdim lizvados, so they require you to be magdin and mizvada before the Suda, but ikar avidui lo hitzit es mekomo. So now we understand Gishmak Pshad here. But remember, but there was an Iker Vida that was supposed to be right before Chashecha. So they said, we don't know what's gonna, if you can get to it. So we want a Vida before Yom Kippur. But that Vida, the Spitz Vida before Yom Kippur is Mamish right before. But who knows, maybe the Suda is going to affect you and not going to be able to do that. So we'll try to get you a Samuch Chashecha that's a little bit further away, but still, before Yom Kippur comes in, that's what we're looking for. But now that you did that, hopefully you didn't get drunk in the Suda, right? So now, the Iker Vidui of Samuch Mamish, we want you to get that. So, right, to go back and do the Vidui after the Suda, before Yom Kippur. Well, Hipsis Mekomo, Vitzarach Lizvados, Achash Yoch V'Shasa, Dayanu Im Chashecha. So we're not uprooting that Iker Vidui, we're just trying to cover our bases in the event that you won't get to that, so you'll have second best. It'll be before the Suda, but Lamaisa, if you in fact do that, and then you have your Suda, you should do it again. Ma'ariv, we're not talking about the Iu Arvis, lo mikri, l'achas shachav shachav. So that's not what achas shachav means. It doesn't mean Arvis. L'achas samoch l'achilehu. Arvis could be, who knows, it's an hour later. Achash ochal v'shasa is not ma'ariv. Utfilas arvis is called tfilas arvis. Shema Allah. That is the Ramban proving his point. Moreover, listen, the kashas that we were asking, the Ramban is asking those kashas as well against the other mefarshim. V'od my afalpi. What does it say? Afalpi shis vada kol mishoch v'shasa. Still, what do? You miss vada after yoch v'shasa. So if you're going to say that means arvis, that means the own, and why? Shema irad v'akal kol v'suda. What does that mean? The only reason you do arvis is because of that? May afo v'tichisala adaitcha shelo yisvada v'yom ha-kippur ma'atzmo. The ein vidui arvis elo mishum shema irad v'akal kol v'shelaver v'suda. The only reason with yisvada l'el yom kippur ma'arvis is because something could have done a ver at suda. That's the only reason. V'anan mitzvahs vidui shelo yom ha-kippur karmina duhuim chashecha. We're dealing with the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. I will share Mekippur and Vadei B'Itzuma Shel Yom. Yom Kippur's vidui is a vidui of Itzuma Shel Yom. So of course you have to be Mesvada Arvis, separate from Sh'ir V'Akalkola. So the answer is, we're not dealing about Arvis yet. We're dealing with the vidui of Samuch, meaning before Yom Kippur. So the Iker thing was to be right before, but then they said we could do it a little before that, because if, as long as you would be clean, that would be good enough. And if you Irid Bar Kalkala, you won't be able to do Vidui, so at least you have that. But if you still have a clear mind, who knows, maybe you did something of a chet, so you don't have, you're not coming in clean, mamish, so you want to do your Vidui again before Chashech again, after the meal. And now is going to explain more what's going on. What is this about? Mitzvahs vidush erev yom kippurim shetzarech lezvados. Here, I'm giving us more depth into what the idea is. Shetzarech lezvados kidei sheikanes liyom b'tshuva hu imchashecha samach liyom atzmo. The ikar vidui of erev yom kippur is the idea that you should be misvada in a way that you can enter Yom Kippur with tshuva, and that's im chashecha samach liyom atzmo shelo yehishos lachto ben avidui vayom. In other words, what we want to get is a state where the vidui and the knisa liyom kippurim does not allow for chet in between. That's what we're looking for. The vidui should be right before Yom Kippur comes in. So they machmir to say do a vidui before the meal, but in which case you won't be going in clean to Yom Kippur. There'll be a shows lachto. There'll be a chet that maybe will interrupt between the tshuva, between the vidui and Yom Kippur. So you do a vidui again. However, vidui shel arvis, shehu vidui shel yom kippur matzmo lo ketani. That's not even on the radar screen yet. Devarim is fadu yom kippurim. So, therefore, the Ramban is now addressing the question: why doesn't it say va'af of tishis vada lachash achav v'shas from his vada arvis and pick up from there? The answer is it's self-evident. So, what's self-evident doesn't have to be stated. That's what he's saying. That's what this sentence is. That doesn't have to be stated. So, it just picks up from the arvis, which is implicit. Now we're talking Yom Kippur already. So until now, it's talking about Erev Yom Kippur. So you do it before the meal, do it after the meal. Good. The Atkan, the Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur. Now the Braisa is turning its attention to the Vidui of Yom Kippur. So the Braisa jumps the step because there's no Shaykh. And now, and even though you're mitzvah the Arvis, of course, we're talking Yom Kippur now. So you start Arvis, and then even though the Arvis, you do Shachris, and then you Musaf Milchanil. That's what he's saying here. So Lokatan doesn't have to say this sentence about Arvis, because Vada Misvada Yom Kippurim. El Katani just picks up and says, Abish is Vada Arvis, Misvada Shachris, the Koayom. And the reason, why Taka, you have to keep doing every single tefillah. So in the Gemara, it's Bryce, it doesn't say, but the Ramban puts in the reason that we saw in Tosefta, the Shema Irat Varavir Koayom. Really, it would have been enough to have one Vido Yom Kippur for everything. But again, you never know. Yom Kippur continues, and maybe something went wrong in terms of an Avera. So therefore, you can still do Vido for every tefillah, because after, when is the Kapara coming of Yom Kippur? If Lamaisa, you did a Vido Yechveis Arvis Shachris Musaf, and you didn't do anything that may ain't a chet between that and Sof Hayom when the Kapara comes, the Seder. So you have your Vidui of Yom Kippur, and you have your Kapara of Yom Kippur. But your Maisa, throughout the day of Yom Kippur, there could be in Yon and Dakim of chet, so therefore you repeat the Vidui each time. That's what he says. Yom Kippur machashechu machaper. Zui shita sabay sezu anachon. Umashe misayeni. Where's the Ramban going to look to for great support for this pshat? Where's he going to look? Not to the Girsa Bayas, because he works the Girsa out, but he has a perfect support in who? In the Tosefta. Umashe misayeni. Siyu abarur. Shematsasi b'Tosefta. Diktani. Mitzvah speed of Yom Kippur. Imchashecha. Avam chachamim. He quotes the Tosefta. And you can see next couple lines. He reads the whole Tosefta. Ad tzorch shisvada b'ne'ilo shem irad v'kol harei shem mefurash. Right? It's all clear what I said. So, Elish, if Bali ha-gemara lo shanu b'braisa she'ibil b'gemara, they leave out the words afal pi mi'vidu she'erv yom kippur mi'vidu she'arvis. Min ha-tam she'pirashnu. What's the tam she'pirashnu? That I don't have to spell it out, because until now it told me erv yom kippur, and then I'm picking up from arvis is obvious. Right? Look, the vadim is v'yom kippur, but it's Tosefta spoke it out. But Tosefta shanu also beferus. In other words, what's for us in our version of the rites implicit, the Tosefta spoke it out explicitly. Loma she'af b'shis v'ad avidu yoseh samach yom kippurim lo pater shel arvis. Kilu, you would have thought, no, maybe the vidui that was so samach right before Yom Kippur could somehow serve in lieu of arvis. You have to think about what that would mean, but that's the basic thought. But basically, the Tosefta's version, the Gemara's version of the Brayis, it's all saying the same thing. Shemisvada kodem achila, misvada acher achila, samucha chashecha, and then misvada arvis v'kol hayom. Good, this is the Ramban. Rashi v'farish, im chashecha arvis, mishakida shayom. Rashi seems to say im chashecha is arvis. He takes Rashi to mean arvis, but Rashi says mishakida shayom. But enokim b'shamakom, we don't find that. Im chashecha, says the Ramban, should mean before dark. And also, v'chein ha-rishon, kulam go-kosvu zeh-bechidur reim, she is v'adah shnei pa'am be'er yom kippur. They don't even have this shita, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have it either, that you do twice v'idur er yom kippur. However, v'lodiktiku b'rayi sezu, they didn't make these diyukim. U'mashe kasavnu zeh-bechidur reim, with confidence, hu ha-emes v'anochen v'ayosher. In other words, how I learned up this brayi is clear. You do twice v'idur er yom kippur, before the suda and after the suda, we're talking er yom kippur. The K MS, Rav Chesed be MS, these are the last words of the Rabban in Mesach Beyuma. Yaneinu be MS, right, Mamish, beautiful. Ube Chesed, Ube Rachamim, Ube Yimcho, Ube Nesenu, Ube Sheinu, Amen, Ken Yerotha. At Kan Ramban, it's Mamish nice when you went inside. No, so did this find its way to Halacha? So we saw Mishtabura, that we understand Mishtabura that we started with, right? The Machaber didn't tell us to do twice Bidui on Evyom Kippur. The Machaber didn't say that, the Torah didn't say that. Kodem Siddim Afsekis. That's it. Mishtabura brings from the Shura HaKadosh. What? Yesh poskim. Zesovim shetzorach lisvados gam achachil kodem chashecha. That's the Shura, Rara Hachmir. V'chein nagel bizman neinu. How do we do that? Tfilah Zaka. Tfilah Zaka is in the sense of vidui. There were other versions that were also trying to accomplish this. The Sefer Tosefos Yom HaKippur, Rav Moshe Ben Chaviv, in this Perish, he wrote a Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, and also a Sefer on Yuma and on Sukkah. Each one has a different name. Shemus Baretz is the Shem Klali, and then each Mesachta has a different name. Tosefos Yom HaKippur is on Yuma. So he says, Ha'olam lo nagu k'haramban. However, he says in Yerushalayim, Noagim, he says, Shekodim shispal arvis. And it was after the Suda, before Ma'ariv, there's a piyut that everybody says. So he didn't have Tzvi Zaka, but he had a piyut called L'cha kel teshukasi. L'cha, it should be l'cha keli teshukasi. That's what it should say. So yesh ba vidui latsus v'chov asaramban. So this is a vidui that I did a little research. I found it. It's a piyut that is supposedly attributed to Ibn Ezra. And the Sfaradim have a minig to say this poem. And it's a beautiful thing. L'cha keli teshukasi, l'cha cheshki v'avasi, l'cha libi v'chol yosei, l'cha ruchi v'nishmasi, l'cha yodai, l'cha raglai. You have everything. Nimcha yi techunasi. The Tefillah Zaka has these same ideas, but here it's a bit more like a poem. Gadol minasoh echatai, the gadol yad meshuvasi. It's more poetic, obviously, in the way you can hear this, the poetic sound of it. And it's mamish, a whole long poem, and it's vidui. He says, ואיך חשבון חייתן, ואיך אצדק בתנסי, ואשמתי, וערבתי, ובגלתי, ובזיסי, וגזלתי, וגנבתי, הרי עושי, והרשעתי, וגנזלתי, וחמסתי, וחטסתי, והכתסי, ותאיסי, ויועצתי. It's a whole interesting, a whole long period. And it's ממש בידוי. So that is what the Sfaradim have. Rav Shechter, in his Nefesh HaRav, quotes that the Salvechik, the Rav in Boston, was instituted that people should actually say the whole vidui, the whole nusach vidui before Yom Kippur starts. We have the Tefillah Zaka that the Mishnah says that we do, and we fulfill the Ramban Shita through that. And what Rav Shechter brings is Hamogen Avram Kasa B'Shem Ashra that we should, and then he brings Rabbeinu Hinig. Sorry. Magen Avram, Hevi Me'ashra, Shemin Anochen Rochosh Kushita Sarabban. This is a page, Reish Yud, in Nefesh HaRav. Lachzor, Lusvados, Oda Pam, Le'achar Sudim Afsekes, Kodim Pnisas Kushita Sayom. Omehai Taim Enogu Ravim, Lomas Nusach HaTfilo HaZaka, Shechibar Chayadam, Ubechasulavich, that's in Europe, Chasulavich, Hoya HaMinhog, Lomar HaVidui HaRogil, Kodim Sha'omim Mesat Tfilo Zaka. So they actually said the Nusach HaVidui. So you have another time that they said Vidui. V'chein Hinig Rabbeinu based in the Medrash Shalom in Boston. Shakor HaTzibur Omo V'yachad Es Kol Nusach HaVidui Hecha mitevas elokeinu v'kevaseinu ana tavo fenachat filaseinu ad kol divya Torah zos. All this was said before Tfilathaka. Again, because the Rav wanted the Ramban Shita Mamish to be accommodated. Again, even though in the Shulchan Aruch be'etzim it's not done, and people who are not familiar with this are not necessarily going to do it, but this is obviously based on Shita Saramban that we see. With the little time that we have left, what do we do in defense of the other Shitas? And we have many, many Yukim. And moreover, I mean, the Rambam is striking as well. We may not get to answer all our kashas, but sometimes leave with the kashas is also good. The Rambam is striking. We haven't yet seen the Rambam. In source number 9, the Rambam codifies the halach in the following way. Yom HaKippur muzman tshuva l'kol yachidu l'rabim v'uket mechir l'sricha Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a zman tshuva for individuals, for the tzibur. It's an end point or a set time and a lot of time for mechir l'sricha. Tika kol chayav ma'kol l'asus tshuva l'spaz Yom Kippur. Therefore, everyone should do tshuva Yom Kippur. That's a special inyan of why Yom Kippur is miuchet for tshuva. We will develop that idea with Techinuch soon as well. Continues the Rambam. Mitzvahs vidui Yom Kippurim. The mitzvahs vidui of Yom Kippur. Listen to how the Rambam is speaking. Mitzvahs vidui of Yom Kippur. She yaschil me'erv hayom kol mishiyochal, and you start vidui before Yom Kippur, before the meal. Shem yichanek besuda kol mishiyizdada, because you may end up chas v'shalom choking before you get to vidui. V'apish esvada kol mishiyochal chos mitzvada b'leil Yom Kippurim arvis. Chos mitzvada shachris mutzav mitchaniila, and so on. The Rambam doesn't have the second vidui before Ma'ariv, like the Ramban has. The Rambam says Sheikhanek, he doesn't say Itariv Daito like Shikrus, he says Yechanek, which could mean Chas V'Shalom will pass away, or could just mean he won't be in the state to say vidui. But the Rambam is striking in that the Rambam talks about Mitzvah Vidui Yom HaKippurim, and he goes back and says Yaschem Me'erv Hayom Kodem Sheyocha. The whole thing is very strange. The Rambam is talking about mitzvah vidui Yom HaKippur. He starts by saying Yom Kippur is Zman Tshuva. And he says the mitzvah vidui of Yom Kippur is what? Is to be maschil me'erv hayom, before the meal, shem yichanek. But how does that accomplish manafshach? Let's say yichanek means Nebuchadnezzar won't make it to Yom Kippur at all. So then what? What is he gained by doing the vidui before? It's very strange. In terms of working out the Rambam with the sugya, the Maaseh Rekeach says that the Rambam apparently was goris like the Rif, and therefore there's a mayor in the Chachamim, and the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So that takes care of some of the questions that we had in the beginning of Shir, if you go back and think it out, think it through. As far as the Gersos and so on, the Rambam's Pshat and Bar Kalkola will mean Yechanek. But the fundamental question, and for the Rambam, Achash Achil Shtia means Arvis. But the fundamental question of the Ramban remains, why would you think you wouldn't do Vidui Arvis? Moreover, how does Mitzvah Vidui Yom Kippur translate into Erev Yom Kippur? Very striking. So the Pri Chadash tries a little bit to miyashev for the Rambam, or maybe for the other Rishon, not like the Ramban. So as far as the Dukum of the Ramban, why does it say Yochel B'Yishtah instead of Ma'ariv? He says, no, that's the way it is. They daven Ma'ariv right after eating. So you could say Yochel B'Yishtah, it means Ma'ariv, that doesn't bother him. The kasha that Rabban had, the part in the middle of source 11, was bold. Afal pi, that you did it before the Yom Kippur, you still mitzvah after the meal, meaning at Ma'ariv. Obviously, why would you think not? Only because you might have done the chait? I mean, it's Yom Kippur now. He says, very interesting, Svar, the Rav said this also, developed it further. He says, because Ika vidat Yom HaKippurim, I understand. But I would think, Dafka b'yom, dumi d'koin gadol. Maybe there's something different about the night of Yom Kippur than the day of Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol's vidui, the avodas hayom is all by day. The Gemara says in a few places, he doesn't mention this, but Rav noted that, that the kapara is by day. The kapara starts by day. So maybe if you did your vidui before Yom Kippur, who says you have to do vidui ma'ariv? So there's a chidush that you do vidui ma'ariv. So there's something to be said to answer that there's a chidush because it, Varka Kala. And you did a chayt after your earlier vidur before the suda, so you have to do vidur get a meirah. Fine, but could be the meirah's vidur is not the same vidur as the day. Could be it's a different gather again. Okay, so then he says something interesting at the end. He says if you go at the Ramban, he talks about the Ramban's shita, and he talks about the minig of saying l'cha keli tishukasi sheish b'vidur. That's the poem that we mentioned Ibn Ezra. And then he says, if you want to do the Vida of the Ramban, then you should stand up. The Gemara says, that's from Amud Gemara, it sounds like you're supposed to stand for Vida. So it comes out, Tfilah Zaka, or whatever variation of that you're going to do before Kol Nidre, you should stand. Because if Vida requires Amida, then the second Vida of every Yom Kippur should be done by Amida. That's what he says at the end. Okay, Mamish coming to the end. A little bit of a perspective. This Inyan of Vida of Yom Kippur, and then by extension, Erev Yom Kippur. So exactly is what's the Pshat. There's a pasuk that talks about Yom Kippur, Ki v'yom ezei chaper aleichem, and so on. V'tayreschem, v'tnei Hashem titaru. So there's a lot of different ways that we can understand why Vida Yom Kippur are interconnected. Starting with this pasuk itself. The Piskei Riyaz says, because it's a Yom Mechilas Slicha, it's a day that Hashem is coming to forgive. So it's obvious, therefore, that you have to do your preparation. In order to be Naki Mechatov, that the Kapar should take effect, Memela, it's a call to Tshuva. It's a Metzias, it's a day of Kapara, so Memela, you have to do Tshuva. So it's the idea of responding to the reality of the time. The Chinuch takes it in that way as well. Because the mitzvah of vidui, Shin Samach Dalet, says the chinuch, if you don't do vidui on Yom Kippur, which is a Yom Kavua, l'slicha bitul aseizeh. In other words, the bitul vidui is manifest in the day that's miyuchad for slicha v'kapar. In other words, if it's miyuchad for slicha v'kapar, then it calls on you to do vidui. So that is the exact hechetimtza that you can define as being mevatu with mitzvah vidui. Person doesn't have vidui, on a regular Tuesday in Echves and Teves, you can't say he's mevato mitzvah vidui. But if you have a day that's miyuchat to slicha v'kapara, which is obviously coming together with teshuva, then that can be defined as being in violation of the mitzvah vidui. In other words, that's why the day calls for teshuva, because it's a day of slicha v'kapara. That's what you get from the Piskei Riyaz and from the Chinuch. Now you get some other aspects from Rabbi Yonah, Targum Yonah's son. It says at the end of that pasuk, "Ifnei Hashem titharu." Is that a reality? Titharu, you become cleansed, or is it an imperative? Is it a directive? I want you to do something. Titharu, I'm calling on you to do it. The Targum Yonason says, "Kadam Hashem todun surcha nuschon v'sidkun." Before Hashem, say vidui and become pure. In other words, it's a call to action. The word titharu itself is directing Klal Yisrael and every yachid to say vidui to do tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says this, Rabbeinu Yonah twice, in source 17, Shar Bezos Yudalid, Mitzvasei Lohoyer Es Rucho, Lachzu B'tshuva Yerkibur, and he quotes the Pasuk of Neshem Titharu, and the other place in Shar Daudos Yudzayin, he repeats the same idea. The Torah is telling us to do vidui to do tshuva. Perhaps what the Ramban was saying, this is already a stretch, but Shafter seems to assume this way in the Ramban. He never said it quite this way. He talked about entering Yom Kippur with a state of tshuva. Samuch l'chashecha. Maybe he took the Lefnei Hashem in that regard. Lefnei Hashem, before the Yom Hagadol of Yom Kippur, that Hashem is here to mechaper you. Lefnei Hashem titaru. Before the day comes, you have to already be in a state of tahara. So it's Lefnei Hashem titaru means to be merameis, to already be in the state of tshuva before you enter the day. Could be. The Bahag says this idea, there's a chiyuv to be misvad of Yom Kippur, he quotes the Pasuk, and he says, because kapara means vidui dvarim. Because we find that in the Havodas Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is saying vidui various times over the various karbanos, the par and the soil Lashem, soil Azazel. So that means kapara, that means vidui. The Ibn Ezra words pshat yechaper aleichem actually means the Kohen Gadol. Amending. The Yerayim seems to say, based on the fact that the Kohen Gadol is misvada, tzivu chachamim shekol Yisrael yisvadu. Sounds like it's a tzivu chachamim working off of this idea that the Yom has the viduyim of the Kohen Gadol. Now we're seeing a little bit of a different idea, that the vidui is not necessarily the tshuva per se, but the kaparas dvarim. And this is something we could perhaps, if we had more time to develop more. I just want to leave you with an interesting Sfas Emes, and then again, whatever loose ends we didn't get to, maybe Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, on your own, you can begin to put the pieces together. But the Sfas Emes points to the fact that we know every Yom Kippur has a unique quality. We have a drasha, for example, that if you eat on every Yom Kippur, it's Ki'u Esan Shiva Siri. because the Torah's merame is that there's an inu already on Shi, right? Tisha b'chodesh ba'erev. There's another din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, according to the Rambam, that goes on the inu. Bottom line is that Yom Tes Tishrei has a certain quality of Yom Asiri of Tishrei. It's ki'iwis anat shiv asiri. It could be one way to think about why we talk about vidui erev Yom Kippur. And even though we're holding by mitzvah Vidu Yom Kippur, and we started in the beginning of the Shir that we're already mentioning the Shliach Tzibur's praise to say Vidu Yom Kippur, even though we're talking about Erev Yom Kippur, Mincha with Shliach Tzibur doesn't say Vidu. And yet, there's a kiyum in some way of a Vidu of Yom Kippur, or perhaps a Kapar of Yom Kippur, already in Erev Yom Kippur. Suppose a person doesn't make it to Yom Kippur. Shami Yichanek means Mamish doesn't make it. Yet, there's some element, some, not the same maybe, but some element of Kapara, of Yom Kippur, that's mispashet, that extends to Erev Yom Kippur. So the Kiyum Vidui of Mincha of Yom Kippur is already in some way shayach to the Vidui of Yom Kippur. Again, you have to know, maybe whatever the Shita you're going to work with, maybe for the Ramban, it's not quite the same halacha, maybe it is. Maybe on Yom Kippur has a din of Vidui mitzad the Kaparas Dvarim, the Vidui Dvarim, and before Yom Kippur it's more of a Tshuva Vidui, maybe by Yom Kippur it's in terms of the Kiyum of Vidui itself. We did see the Tosefta that there's a possibility of Yimad Bar Kalkala, Bein Bein Zelazer, that would sound like it's also based on Tshuva. Al Kopanim, we should all be Zoche to Mechila, Sricha the Kapara, Yom Kippur, and Igmar Chasimatova Lanu, Chol Yisrael. This is Mamish live streamed. Everything is live streamed. Mamish. There are other